Guitar master Leo Kottke has been booked for the 2024 Vancouver Island Music Fest, returning to the Comox Valley Exhibition Grounds for the first time since the 2000 festival. Storytelling runs deep through Leo Kottke's veins. The renowned, influential acoustic guitarist possesses a boundless muse that resonates across 56 years of virtuoso recordings and performances, as well as during his witty, idiosyncratic stage banter. When Kottke plays live, he transports audiences far beyond day-to-day concerns and into deeply personal narratives that alternate between the profound and hilarious. It's evident that Leo Kottke would rather be on a stage than at home. With the exception of the pandemic period, the acoustic guitar virtuoso has been primarily on the road. Since the release of his first album, 1969's 12 String Blues, Kottke has often played more than 300 dates a year. "There's something magical about stepping on a stage in front of an audience," Kottke said. "I've never gotten tired of it." Kottke doesn't let anything stand in his way. The native of Athens, Georgia, the same town that birthed such quirky and seminal artists as R.E.M., the B-52s and Vic Chestnut, is an uncompromising original. His unconventional finger-picking style easily veers from folk to blues to jazz. Three of Kottke's four most recent albums, Clone, 2002, 66 Steps, 2005, Noon, 2020, have been collaborations with Phish bassist Mike Gordon, a longtime admirer of Kottke. Leo Kottke's musical adventures have inspired generations of musicians. "Kottke is world-class and in a class of his own," said Jeff Gillespie, lead guitar for Stealing Dan, who are also performing at Music Fest this July. "It's extraordinary what he can do. He is truly a master." Kottke will perform Saturday evening, July 13th. For tickets and information, go to www.islandmusicfest.com.